Hello everyone, hello, 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 good morning to you. Hello everyone. Good morning. Yes. Let's take a look around you and who is not here? Tell me who is not here. Is Chad here? Where is Chad? Where is Chad? Where are you? Where are you? Raise your hand, please. Raise your hand, please. Chad, 在哪里？Hello, Chad. Hello. 好，那你 Chad，你旁边的空位子应该是谁？第一排，这谁？你们记好了，等一下要让他表演一个节目。好，哎，Alpha，今天是什么情况？
迟到吧，没有谁。Joan 和 Olivia 是吧？就差这
看
两个。
谁？还差
Dora
John。
三个是吧？Dora、Joan、Olivia。
Dora, John, Olivia. Olivia, why are Olivia so always late?
Olivia is Alien's daughter. 'Alien's always late, yeah, you know.
嘎，so，她是他的姑娘啊，对，她叫啥名字来着？对，我上次评的时候，对，我上次做那个获奖名单，好像有人跟我提过，但是我忘了。
Yes，夏鹤鱼。
啊，对，我就说，Iris 说他知道这个是谁，我说是谁，因为我在写的时候。OK，好，那还是一样哦。最后，今天是我们旅游的最后一站的国家，叫做 India，印度。你们了解到了有印度有哪些呢？
泰姬陵。
哦，有泰姬陵，Taj Mahal，非常棒。还有吗？没有，谢谢。泰姬陵是个陵墓哈。第二排的举手的女生，Come to me。Oh, I like this one. I like your tie. It's so cool, so cute.
大象。
Oh, yes. There are many elephants over there. Any more? Any more?
No.
No, thank you. Go back to your seat. 给这两个女生各加5分。还有吗？还有吗？看一下印度，你们有没有看过印度的电影啊？了解过印度的一些？Yes, the boy at backside, come to me. Yeah, that's you, Mr. White.
咖喱。
啊，咖喱非常棒，咖喱，它的 curry 非常的有名。在印度的咖喱，它有辣的咖喱、不辣的咖喱，还有青咖喱、黄咖喱、绿咖喱，different kind of curries. OK, all of them are very delicious. 你们喜欢吃咖喱吗？
咖喱。
Yeah, some of you guys like it, some of you guys don't, but it's okay. 好，next one, next boy. 还有谁知道？你们没有看过印度有个很神奇的，就是有个人拿着笛子在那，然后他面前的蛇就起来跟着舞蹈吗？你们有看过那个片段吗？成龙的电影里面好像有过，就是 can sing and dance with a snake。
这个歌前面吗？
There's a very big, strong snake like that, but I never saw this before me. 就是我没有 real 的去看过，但是 real 看我应该会很害怕，但是很神奇。I think that's kind of amazing. I don't know how can this person make it happen? 他为什么可以吹笛子，然后那个蛇就就开始跳舞？但是 they really do like this. So 印度是一个非常非常神奇， 充满奇幻色彩的国家。以前很一直很想要去印度去旅游，但是印度因为它的人口很多 so many people， 就是跟中国差不多，但比中国少一点哈。Over billions people， 就是超过十亿的人口，所以人很多。然后呢，环境 not so good， 因为它的经济没有中国好，所以去到就会感觉卫生条件有点抱歉，就是卫生条件啊，饮食的干净啊，住宿啊，对，就还有安全方面。所以一般是小朋友和小孩就是不太建议去到印度啊，现在都不太建议去哪，现在国外的疫情都很严重，所以 stay at home and stay safe。 等以后疫情结束了之后，我们还是可以走出去去看一看不同的世界哈。 OK， so now let's begin today's class with you guys. Let's talk aboutIndia, and this is a very special holiday, which we say holy, colorful holiday. So colorful, how colorful is this one? Let's take a look. And everyone, this is India. Everybody say India.
India.
Yes, India. India's national flag is like this.With three different kind of colors, three tri-stripes, 也是横条形哈，中间有个 flower。 那这个 flower 呢，它是印度的一种，印度人他女生都很会用不同那种彩的东西去做不同的 flower 画在地上。如果你们之前有看过那种电影，就是 Pi， 就是你有看过那个 Pi 电影吗？ Pi 的漂流生活有个人，然后有个小男孩，他在船上流浪，然后狮子老虎的那个少年派的奇幻漂流，如果你们去看，你们会看到他们会画很多那种花，就是像这种。 OK， so this is India. See, let's take a look at India. Where is India? Here is China. Here is China, the south part of China. Southwest.Okay, Southwest China is here. And let's say we have India is very big. India is the seventh big country, seventh big country in the world. So it's very big. Okay, so he's very close to here, China, Nepal, and this one. So very big.New Delhi is the capital of India, just like Beijing in China, and then New Delhi in India, okay? 这是他们的 capital, 首都是新德里, and very big. And also we have very special one here, Maldives. Everybody knows this one, Maldives. Maldives is here. Maldives 是不是很漂亮的,可以去旅游的岛屿,对吧?它在印度的最南边,然后还有Sri Lanka is very special here. 他们都是很独立的国家哈，岛屿国家，所以他们都在印度的最南边 ，the very very south part of India. India. Okay, so this is India as we all know. And then let's move on. 那 India 的 costume, 它的 clothes and culture are very special. Let's take a look. 我们稍微小小看一下小短片。
India is an enormous and diverse destination, bordered by seven different countries, not to mention the Arabian Sea and the Bay of Bengal, means that there are many different sides to the country. More than 20 official languages, multiple religions, and a variety of cuisines exist within India's borders. To truly experience the breadth of Indian culture and history, travel is key. Here's a look at the best places to visit in India.
So this is India. Did you see the Taj Mahal? 就刚刚那个女生讲的泰姬陵，你们有看到吗？
Taj Mahal.
Taj Mahal.It's white, totally white. Let's take a deeper look at Taj Mahal, okay? 我们来认真的看一下，泰姬陵它其实是个陵墓，它是给那个国家的王后、国王、王后，也、yeah, 君主过世之后给他的老婆建造的一个陵墓，然后让他可以死了之后住在里面，然后来纪念他的。其实它也是世界著名的非文化遗产遗址的这样的一个位置，非常的 beautiful. Okay, if we have chance later in the future, we can go and take a look. Very big and all white. Okay, so this is Taj Mahal. So everybody say Taj Mahal.
Taj Mahal.
Yes, this is Taj Mahal. So let's take a look at India. India is very special. The first one.This is billion, billion. Okay, 你们这么多零，你们数一下有多少？ Yeah, great. Billion equals to 十亿. So here, 1.2 billion people live in India. 所以是多少亿人口在印度？非常好，十亿两千万，十亿两千万 ，OK， 好，超过十亿的人口 ，That's very huge population， 人很多。中国有多少亿啊？差不多，差不多 ，OK，OK，、okay, okay,
十二亿，
十二亿，十亿。两亿，对，十二亿 ，sorry， 十二亿。OK，over、okay, about， 现在应该是 over， 应该超过了。1.2 billion people live in India， 十二亿的人口，跟中国其实差不了多少哦。但是印度是世界第几大国家 ？Seventh， 它是世界第七大国家，但它经济没有那么好，所以它人口非常人口密度非常的多啊。反正印度也很魔性，也是一个非常魔性的国家。Okay, so this is about the population 人口 1.2 billion people live in India, and there are many deserts in India. Desert. 为什么印度会有 desert? 因为它的北部是非常靠近赤道的，所以是非常的 hot. India is very hot.Okay, so most of India people are very dark. The skins of them are very dark. 你们看到大部分的印度人其实是非常肤色比较深，算黑一点的，因为也是非常非常的 hot, so hot. So many deserts in India. This is deserts. So do we have any deserts in China? Do you know any deserts name?你们知道什么样的 deserts? The most famous one is Sahara. Do you guys know Sahara?
Sahara.
Sahara.
你们知道撒哈拉，中文是什么？撒哈拉沙漠。嗯，它是亚洲和非洲连在一块的，非常非常的 huge。中国也有沙漠呀，去宁夏。甘肃宁夏那旁边我们会有沙漠，什么中卫，如果你们去沙漠玩 be sure you have to wear very 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 strong shoes, 你要非常穿非常紧实的鞋子，要不然就会掉。第二个你的鞋子一定是质量要很好，要不然会进很多的沙子，所以你回去掉把鞋倒出来。Okay, so but you can do a lot of fun things, like you can slide down from the desert. 你可以滑沙，然后你还可以 walk across the desert. 你可以从沙漠上穿行 ，but you have to be with together be with adults like your parents or leaders. OK， 小朋友自己不可以啊，因为穿沙漠还是有点危险。所以你必须是要12、13岁吧，对，才可以去穿越沙漠，非常的 interesting， 非常的 tired， exhausted， 就很累，因为沙子是软的，你走下去就会很累。So there are many deserts in India. Also in China, we also have different kind of desert. Okay, and number three, this is tomb. Okay, the Taj Mahal.It's a famous tomb. 好 tomb 就是这个。Does somebody dead? You are going to put somebody in the tomb when somebody passed away. 好，过世的人现在就会放到坟墓里面。但是 nowadays we don't do like this. 现在的人过世了，我们会把它火化掉 ，fire， 然后留到一些骨灰哈。So this is ancient times. What we do before.But Taj Mahal, as I mentioned before, Taj Mahal is a tomb for the country's king's wife, okay? Next one, in India, people respect cows very much. So what, do you know why people respect cows? 他们为什么会很 respect 是尊敬尊重的意思。猜一下，在印度，人们为什么很尊敬牛呢？想一下，他们是不基本上不吃牛肉，很尊重牛。想一下刚刚放的影片里面有人在吃吃吃吃 ，the green one 在插秧，看到没？所以牛是他们的 tools， 是他们工具，他们要种田，要插秧，要耕地，是需要用到牛。OK， 所以他们会很尊重牛。我们中国的农村也是一样啊，以前 old days 我们也是要用牛耕地的，对吧？没有牛耕地我们也种不了地啊，对吧？ So respect cows. So the first one, what's this? Everybody say billion. Billion. OK. Next one, desert.Okay, desert. Next one, tomb. Tomb.
Tomb.
Okay, next one, cow.
Cow.
Cow. 好，问一个问题 ，cow 是什么样的牛啊？
牛。
cow. Cow. 想一下。
公牛。
公牛。公靠靠靠靠靠应该是奶牛。
靠是奶牛。
靠是奶牛。但是呢奶牛他们也会用它来工作，因为它没有什么其他的选择。但是另外靠它就是产奶的，产奶的没有公牛。All cows are female, all cows are lady, 就是产奶的啊，母的啊，奶牛。So this is cow. Okay, number one, about 1.2 billion people. Ready, go.
About
1.2
billion
people live in India. Number two, there are, ready, go.
There are many deserts
in India.Number three, the Taj Mahal. Ready, go.
The Taj Mahal
is a famous tomb. Okay, B 不发音哈 ，silent B tomb. Okay, number four, in India. Ready, go.
In India, people
respect cows
very much.
Okay, so let's take a look at this one.If you judge people, you have no time to love them. 什么意思呢？这是 Teresa Mother Teresa 是他们印度一个非常崇拜的人。他说，如果你只是一直去评判一个人，那你就没有时间去爱一个人，去爱他们了。所以，当我们跟人相处的时候，不要更多的 不要过多的去判断和评判一个人，说哎呀，你的发型怎么不漂亮啊，你的眼睛怎么不够大呀，啊，你怎么个子不高呀，等等哈。你只注意去评判他，看到别人的缺点，那你就没有办法更好的去爱别人。 So let's go for next one. This is all we know about India. And let's take a look at the different nation of this part. Let's take a look.
Hello Aluxers, and welcome back to another fascinating video. Today we're looking at an incredible facts you didn't know about the 7th largest country in the world, India. With a population of over 1 billion people, India is one of the most influential and powerful countries in the world. Its cultural history is particularly complex and detailed, spanning 4,500 years of predominantly Hindu philosophy and theology. Thousands of years later, modern India is profoundly different, with its own colossal film industry, a diverse population, and an astonishingly big workforce.Because Alux.com is dedicated to becoming the world's best resource on the most interesting countries and destinations, we couldn't wait to bring you 15 things you didn't know about India.
Okay, so through this one, you will take this, you will see this river. 好，印度有一条河，是他们的 Mother River, 是他们的母亲河，叫恒河。Very famous. 恒河呢，其实非常水，非常的dirty, 水很脏的。但是 all of the India people, Indians, want to go to this river to take a shower. To take a shower. 但不是那种像你们扒光洗澡啊，他们是穿着衣服，但是他会洗洗擦擦。Why? Because they believe that the water from this river can bring good luck and health to them. So,They all of them go to the river and wash their face and take a little bit shower in this river, okay? 啊，他们都很喜欢去沐浴 and then pray in the river, okay? Okay, so as you see here, the dress for lady in India is very special. 印度的女生的服装是不是很特别？会有一个头纱 around the head and will be a very red dot put in the middle of your eyes. 在两眼中间一定要有个 red dot. 它这是一种仪式，女生要有这样的。然后他们的衣服其实是一件很像袈裟的缠绕着，然后很漂亮。OK? 印度的男生女生很多长得非常的漂亮 because they all haveVery blood, big eyes and eyelash, very long and curly eyelash. So, have you seen the holiday? The holly, the powder. 你们刚刚影片里有看到 holly 吗？他们怎么玩的？有看到哈？他们就会把那个 powder 去 spread a lot. 那我们来看一下，他们到底是怎么玩的呢？On holly, people make colorful powders. 所以那些都是粉末状的 powder. So everybody say powder. 那我问你们，你们知道什么是 baby powder 吗？
Baby powder.
白色的。When you guys were very young, your mommy and daddy will put this baby powder on you.Like your neck, your elbows, and your legs. Baby powder put on your body.
擦身上的。
你们没擦过吗？爽身粉、痱子粉。
对，爽身粉。
我。
肯定擦过，夏天。
我擦过。
怕你们长痱子热就会给你一些 baby powder 那个就是 baby powder 所以下次见到你要知道哈，那是 baby powder 好那你们吃喝的牛奶是 milk powder 奶粉哈 milk powder OK So on holly people make colorful powder 什么叫 colorful powder The powders are in different colors 他们就是用一些不同的颜料啊材料啊去把它染成不同的颜色哈 And number two They spray the colorful colors at each other. Each other 会 spray， 什么叫 spray？ 这就 spray。你 spray 可以喷洒出去水啊 ，powder 啊 ，anything you want。所以是 spray。spray 就是什么意思啊？喷洒出去。spray the colorful powders at each other. Okay. And next one.Some people also throw water balloons. 什么叫 water balloon? What is water balloon? 哇 Oh, have you ever seen this one? 你们应该玩过吧？
玩过。
Yeah, you can pour some water in the balloon and then blow it big. So next time you can try this one.If you put some water in the balloon and you take this balloon on fire, the balloon won't break. Okay? 如果你是有水的 balloon, 你把它放到蜡烛上去烧哦，这个 balloon 是不会破的。嗯，它不会破。如果你里面装了水的话 ，next time you can try at home with your parents together. Okay, 自己不要试。That's a water balloon.Oh my gosh, they have powders, they have water balloons. 这是一种感觉，洗都洗不掉。先给你撒一些 powder, 然后再给你一个水气球，嘣，然后全身都是水。不对，他可能是想要把你洗掉。先给你撒了 colorful, 然后给你洗个澡。Okay, the end, on one evening,People light a bonfire. This is a bonfire. Bonfire 是什么？猜一下。To burn away bad things. 嗯，
篝火。
非常好，就是篝火。So smart. 10 points for 篝火。Okay. So on one evening, people light a bonfire to burn away bad things. 所以他们会觉得把火点燃起来就能把坏运气给烧掉给带走哈。This is the holy things. And let's take a look at the first one. On holy, ready, go.
On holy, colorful powders.
Great. People make colorful powders. They spray, ready, go. Yes, at each other. Number three, some people, ready, go. Yes, water balloons, good job. Next one, on one evening, ready, go. Great, great.好，那现在问题来了。假设你们要去参加一场这样的 holy 的 show， 要互相撒 powders。第一，你会用什么装你的 powder？ 你要把它放在哪里？第二，你想要带什么颜色的 powder？ 为什么？思考一下。他说什么？听不懂，没听清。啊！
我要把那个粉放到气球里，然后把那个粉扔向别人，然后里面是绿色的。
哇！
非洲人黑上加黑。
非洲人。
哎呀，
过分了！
反正也不是很黑嘛。
哈哈，过分了，过分了。我有另外一个问题，你把粉都装在你的 balloon 里面，你 balloon 扔出去，你的粉就没了，剩下来周围的人都扔你，你怎么办？
我要做好
多的
扔的。
OK. Thank you. Any different ideas? Come to me. Yes. Yes. 第一排的黑衣服。
我要把这个颜色的里面装一点黄色，然后呢，我就扔别人，扔别人脸，扔别人脸，扔别人裤子，扔别人全身。可以，
很勇猛。但是你们都这样子扔别人，但是你要想到别人也是有扔你的，你要 要防护自己，要保护自己哦。next one, different ideas. Come to me. The boy at the background, the back side.
Yes. 老师，我会先拿了盾用于防护，然后把水气球里面把水替换成粉，然后就可以扔别人了。
Okay, good job, good job. Good idea. You can put powders in the balloon. Okay. Okay, 好，但是我觉得这个真的是你的 eyes, 我觉得 eyes 要 cover 好，还有 ears, 对吧？其他无所谓，其他可以洗澡。你的 ears, 你的 eyes, 你的 nose, 你的 mouth, 万一洒了，吃一口，那可怎么办？所以要保护好自己。Okay, so this is a holy thing. And very important thing, we are going to take a short break. After break, we are going to take a look at a very long video. 好，我们短暂的休息一下，休息回来我给大家看一段长长的影片，是关于 holiday 的。Okay?
都跑光了。
我们等一下回来就好，休息一下。
Skillet, put on the lid. Mammy's gonna make a little shortening bread. That ain't all she's going to do. Mammy's gonna make a little coffee too. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Put on the skillet, put on the lid.Always shout.
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. Da 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 da. Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. His name is my name too. Whenever we go out, the people always shout. John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. Da 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 da. Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. His name is my name too. Whenever we go out, the people always shout. John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. Once there was so beautiful and kind. She was the smallest maiden fair that you could ever find. She was sweet and she was gentle, and she loved the simple way. At night she slept in a walnut shell. She sailed on a flower all day.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. Take a seat. Who is the last one? Who is the last one? Who is the last one? Jerry, let's sing a song for everybody, okay? Or you can sing or you can dance. Big hands for Jerry.
Come on, Jerry.
杰瑞，大家表演任何一个都行。是朗诵，我的没关系，不用朗诵诗。Jerry, you can choose whatever you want.
Jerry 是知识少年类型，不唱歌，不跳舞，看书型，是吧？
看书型。So Jerry, tell me, we've learned so many different festivals. Which one do you like the best? Tell me.
Eric, teacher asked me which festival do you like best?
Yes, which festival do you like best? Let's see, we have Apple Feast Day, Hinamatsuri, we have beer, we have pancakes, we have a garden, we have holly, we have Samba in Rio, we have St. Patrick's Day. Which holiday do you like the best and why?
Oh,
St. Patrick's Day. And can you please tell me why do you like St. Patrick's Day the most? Oh, you like shamrock. Wow, shamrock means good luck. Good job. So Jerry, 5 points for Jerry. Thank you.Now let's continue our holiday today. So today we're going to a very, very interesting country, which is in India, right? So India, we have the festival's name is Colorful Holi. Okay, let's take a look at what is Holi be like.我们要看一下 What is Holi be like?
Happy Holi!
Happy Holi, guys! Wow!
Happy Holi!
I think I've been done. Thank you very much, gentlemen. That's done it. That's definitely done it. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Carnage! Absolute carnage!
Okay, everybody, happy Holi, and then they will spray the colorful Holi powder on your face, on your hair, on your body, everywhere, right? So that is Holi powder. My question is, how many different kind of colors the powder have you seen? How many different kind of colors of powder did you find? What kind of color? You can say, I found the powder in red, in green, in what color? Okay, so let's see who raised their hand. Oh, Olivia. So please tell me. Orange, yellow, green, and
purple.
Purple. Okay, great. Good job. So 5 points for Olivia. You've already found so many different colors. Yes. And beside those colorful one, they also have like pink and a brown one, right? Do you remember the one who put on the man's faces, right? So brown and gray. Yes, so this is Holi. So do you guys like this Holi? Happy holiday. Do you guys want to play like this? Okay, so this is very colorful, okay? So which means good health and happy and good luck for you guys. So let's take a look at why do we have this one? Why do we have this one in India? 为什么我们会有呢? How does this festival come out? Okay, so take a look at this one. Wow, look at this woman with a red apple in her hand. So this one looks good or bad? This lady, how do you think about this lady? She looks a good person or bad person? Bad person. So not very good, but very, very bad. We say evil. Evil means the person who did many bad things, which say, wow, this person is very evil, huh? It's an evil person. So not so good, so evil. And but what about this one? This is the trick. Have you ever been to like a trick or treat parade? 你还记得吗? During your Halloween. Okay, trick or treat, trick or treat. Trick means you play some very small tricks on somebody. Okay, so this is trick. And also, let's see, next one is cheer. Cheer will say, wow, ooh, wow, hooray, this is cheer, okay? When you got 100 points, when you got your favorite toys, when you got like your presents, everything, you will cheer for everyone for this. And next one is victory. Victory means you win, okay? So let's see, what kind of story is this? Take a look. So an evil woman. Wow, this is the bad woman. An evil woman. The woman's name is, what's her name? Holi. Holika, okay? The evil woman, her name is Holika. Holika is an evil woman. What did she do? She tricked a prince to jump into a burning fire with her. She asked a prince, say, okay, and let's just jump into a burning fire together. Okay, 她想要干嘛？她想要 invite the prince to jump into the burning fire. Oh my God, that would be die. Okay, that's no good. And the prince was safe, but the Holika died. 那怎么做的呢？People cheered with colorful powders for the victory of goodness over evil. 因为他只是做了一个小小的逃脱的 trick. 所以呢最后 Prince safe. She's okay. He's okay. He's safe. He's not, nothing bad with him. But Holika died. Okay? Holika died. So the evil woman died.People cheered with colorful powders for the victory of goodness over evil. 也就是说战胜了 evil 的所以胜利了所以他们要 cheer for, 要 hover 一下、啊、要庆祝一下。Okay, so this is story. And that's why they made so many different kind of powders. But we have a very important thing here is the powder they have.Different colors. Let's take a look at. So if the different colors means different meanings with it. So let's say the first one, red. 我们先来猜一下。Everybody close your book. Close your book. So as Olivia said, we have different kind of colored powders inside the Holy Festival, right?You saw a lot of different kind of colors. We have red, we have green, we have blue, we have yellow, we have purple, and we have orange. So can you guys please guess, think about it. What's the meaning of this different kind of color? 你想一下你觉得这些粉不同颜色的 powder 会代表什么含义呢？我们先来猜一个黄色吧。Yellow, what's the meaning for yellow?你觉得黄色会是什么 ？Okay, the boy in the first row, the boy, 第一排的已经黑色衣服 ，the boy in black T-shirt. 你觉得 yellow 代表什么？
代表红黄富贵。
Sorry, 我听不清。
红黄富贵。
豪华富贵。
Oh, 豪华富贵。Ah, good joy, good try. So yellow means like a rich money. 可能因为 golden, golden 也是种金黄色 okay. So means rich money and prestige. Okay, 还有别的吗 Any different? Okay, please, Olivia, please. 你就坐在位置上，我能听清。Oh, good. 你觉得黄色代表健康 health. Good choice, good try. Thank you, thank you. 非常棒的 try 啊，非常棒。Next one, 除了代表金钱、代表荣誉、代表辉煌、代表健康，你们觉得黄色还会代表什么呢？代表啥？我听不太清。
发家致富
哦，发家致富。OK， 好，总之黄色就是跟钱扯上了关系。Good choice. 好 ，next one. What about red? What about the red powder? What do you think? 好 ，come to me.
代表什么？篝火。代表一个意义，是代表一个东西。
有什么意义？可以代表，比方说 刚才黄色他们说代表富贵，代表富有，代表金碧辉煌，代表健康。那你觉得 red 可以代表什么呢？
亮光。
什么什么？
亮光。
啊，red 代表光明，是不是？代表很光亮，很光明，非常好。好，后面的女生。
对啊。
你觉得红色代表什么？
换成人说的。
红色代表喜庆
哦，红色代表喜庆，就像中国一样，过年也是大红色的，对不对？ Very good, nice try, thank you. 谢谢 ，thank you. Next one, the girl at backside. 谁 ？Linda。
红红火火。
哦，红红火火 ，good try, good choice, good choice.很棒哈，大家都猜了很多的颜色。的确 ，as you guys mentioned, different kind of powder has different kind of meaning. Okay, let's take a look. 我们好好的来看一下，你们可以看我的这个就可以了。Okay, so let's take a look at one. The first one is red. Red means weddings and love. 所以红色是跟什么相关呢？跟 love.跟 wedding 跟爱情相关，跟情感相关。如果你想要祝福他可以找到好的男朋友女朋友，可以很好的结婚，有很幸福的生活，那你可以把红色的 powder spray on his or her body， OK， 你给他可以抹红色。 Let's go for next one. This one is what color is this one?
Blue
meansProtection means this one. We've learned before. Okay, 我们要好好的保护呵护一个人，所以我们要给他 blue color powder. Okay, and next one is yellow. Yellow means health and happiness. Wow, Olivia 猜对了 health and happiness or knowledge and peace. 哇，黄色代表很多意义。又代表健康，又代表快乐，然后还代表 knowledge and peace， 知识与和平。所以他们黄色是非常多的哈，撒的黄色很多，要热爱和平。Next one, the blue one, we say life and new beginnings. Beginnings. 为什么绿色是代表生命和新的开始啊？
因为
因为春天的时候万物复苏，然后全都是翠绿翠绿的，所以新的生命代表的都是这种 green green green， OK， 所以 green means life and new beginnings， 就相当于你是有生活新的开始哈，相当于 happy new year， 新的一年你要有新的不一样的生活。 So last one is orange. Orange means very easy, a new dayWow, 祝福你有完整的新的一天 a new day for you. So, everybody, that's the colors of the powder. And I want to ask you guys, if you are going to the Holi Festival, you can choose three different colors, which are you going to take?如果你只能带三种颜色的 powder， 你要带哪三种？从这里面选。
三种
you can take three. Guys, here. Tell me English. We have red. And what else? We have red. What's this?
Orange.
Blue, green, orange. You are going to take a lot. Okay, so this bird So you are going to take, all of you guys are going to choose blue, green, orange. So let's take a investigation. So if you want to take a yellow, raise your hand.
Yellow, raise your hand.
How many? Let's count. How many for yellow? Oh, good. Over around 10. So if you are going to take a green, raise your hand.
Green.
Green. Green means life and a new beginning. Green. If you are going to take red, raise your hand.
Red.
Oh, you guys are like red. So if you are going to take orange, a new day, raise your hand.
Orange.
Okay, good. 大部分可以看出大家要带很多的 yellow 哈，很多人都要带 yellow. Yellow is the most popular one. That's great. As we mentioned before, very important thing is if you are going to take part in this holy festival, you have to do something protect your health, yourself. 你要去 protect yourself. 怎么样去 protect? Let's take a look. So everyone,It's fun to spray powder during Holi. It's very fun. You spray different powders to everyone, but it also can be dangerous. Dangerous. Yeah, you have to be careful with this one. We need to be careful about some important things. So do you know about them? Let's take a look. 我们要看一下因为有 dangerous things inside, 因为有点危险了哈，所以我们要怎么样的去保护自己。So let's take a first one. No powder should be near the fire. No powder should be near the fire. Not even close. Don't put this powder into the fire, even close to the fire. Why? Why?因为他们会 fire, okay? 会 firing all the time. 会可能会有燃烧会有爆炸 boom, 哈会有这样的事情。所以要注意哦 don't even close the fire. Number two, the powder may be harmful. 有的 powder 是健康的是没关系的像我们的 baby powder, we can use on our body, but some of the powders, they are harmful, toxic.他们是有毒的哦。如果以后任何陌生人给你一些 powder 这样的东西 ，no, no touching, no smelling, no, OK? 如果有陌生人给你这种 powder, 不要碰，不要 smell. Maybe it's harmful or maybe it's toxic, 是有毒的。And number three, the powder might make your eyes hurt.See, if you spray the powder, what if some powder go into your eyes? That would be very hurting.
你的眼睛就会很痛，你要洗不干净，所以你要用干净的水冲洗眼睛。Okay,
be careful of your eyes. And last one, the powder may stay in your lungs. Powder is very small. If you smell all the time,The powder will go into your lung with the air together, right? You are breathing all the time.
你都在 breathe 吧，你都在呼吸。当你呼吸的时候 ，the small powder go together with air and go into your lung. 就到了你的这里，这个 lung 是哪里 ？Tell me. 肺对了呼吸到肺里面那肺里面它不能更好的循环的时候就会对你的肺造成伤害就会有炎症啊痛啊不舒服所以面对粉末样的东西还是要小心 So my question is if you are going to play what are you going to protect what kind of things you will take to protect yourself 为了防止这样你要怎么样去玩会更好一点呢 ？Number one, tip number one, or maybe you can take a mask. 你们现在都有 mask 吗 ？See the boy is wearing a mask. 你可以戴一个 mask. Number two, 你可以 wear a glasses. 保护一下眼睛，保护一下口鼻就可以了。And then you can play all the time. You can play with your balloon. You can play with different kind of color and powder. Okay?OK, 好，那在中国有没有这样的、有没有这样的 holiday 呀、啊？有吗？好像中国没有这样的 holiday， 但是中国有一个 colorful run， colorful run 就叫彩色跑，就是 running 的一个 activity， 它会把身上涂得很 colorful， 但它是用那个 different kind of like paintings， yeah。Paintings 把你的身上画得很漂亮，有 green， 有 red， 有 yellow， 画得很彩，然后去跑步。好 ，color run， or you even can put those things on your T-shirt. Okay, so this is very important. So first one, do remember， 所有的泡沫都是这样的哈。No powder should be near the fire. Okay, so second.The powder may be harmful, 有可能是有毒有害的。Three, powder might make your eyes hurt. So do care, do protect your eyes. Okay. Number four, the powder may stay in your lungs. So do remember to wear a mask when there are a lot of powders. Okay. 好，这个呢也是跟天气有关系。Sometimes we are facing the bad weather. During the bad weather, the air is not so clean and the、sky is not blue and so dark with different kind of clouds. So during this kind of weather, you'd better to wear a mask. Okay? 大连应该天气还好哈，没有这种雾霾呀、or even 沙尘暴啊等等这样天气。那如果你去到、like Beijing, like Gansu, or even、western part of China, 那你去到那些地方，你可能叫 wear a mask. 大连的空气还是很好的。Okay, so that's all for today's holiday. Happy holiday, everyone. And so far, till now, we've learned eight.Different kind of festival. Let's go through all of them. 好，把你们的书翻到第一页。Okay, so show me your fingers. Put your fingers in. So let's say today we are going to the chapter 8, Call for Holy. Have you seen this one? Yes? Yes. And then show me...Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Where is this one? How? This is from Germany. And then we went to England. We have pancake day. We have pancake race. Yes. Pancake race, pancake day. And keep calm and eat pancakes. And then we went to the magic garden in France.
Yes.
Yes, and then we enjoy the apple feast in Russia.
Apple feast.
And also we have the happy Hinamatsuri Day, Girls Day in Japan. Yes, and then we meet the very hot samba in Rio, the samba dance in Rio. And also the very first beginning,We have the very green shamrocks in St. Patrick's Day. Okay? So we've learned, so far, we've learned how many? 8 different kind of holidays. And at the end of the book, at the very end of the book, you can take a look. Today, you can take a look. Which one do you like and what do you remember for those festivals? Okay?Okay, you can choose A or B. So thank you, everyone. And later, Chris will be online with you guys together, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. See you later. See you later.
快点起来呀！你等最后一个。
什么人呢？哎呦，太
假了！没人的表演节目。
关门。
我要讲披萨。
No！ 表演节目。
哎，带走。
哎呦！
哎呀，奶奶吧！
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, everybody. Hi. Oh, today is Friday. I love Friday. Who loves Friday? Two hands up. I love Friday. Good. Say it. Say, I love Friday. Good job. Okay. Question. Why do you love Friday? Hands up, why do you love Friday? Yes, in the middle, green t-shirt. And tell me your name too, please.
Yeah, sure.
My name is Olivia.
Alicia, hi Alicia. Why do you love Friday?
Olivia.
Olivia.
Olivia, sorry. The microphone sound is not very clear. Olivia. Thank you. Why do you love Friday? Okay, thank you. I couldn't really hear, teacher. The sound is cutting in and out.
你小了是吗？你在这儿说吧，我也说吧。
I like Friday.
Hi.
I like Friday because Friday I can read book. In Monday and Tuesday I cannot read book because I need to learn.
Okay, so you can have some free time on Friday to read a book. That's great. Good for you. A good answer. Thank you. Good. So on Friday, we have some free time. Do you go to school on Saturday and Sunday? No, right? We don't go to school on Saturday and Sunday. Right, so I like to celebrate every weekend. What do you like to celebrate?In your country, what is your favorite festival? What is your favorite festival in your country? Any ideas? Who can raise a hand for me? What is your favorite festival? Where's my man Jerry?
In your country, festival. In our country. Okay, Tina, come here.
Hey.
Hello.
What's your favorite festival?
Children's Day.
Children's Day. Oh, that's a very good one. When is Children's Day? Do you know the date for Children's Day? If you don't know, that's okay.
Children's Day. When?
June 1st.
Okay, and what's your name? Tell me your name.
Tina.
Thank you very much, Tina. Yeah, very good. Okay, so Tina likes Children's Day. Is there a festival to celebrate girls? Do you know the name of that one? There is a festival in Japan when they celebrate girls. Does anybody know the name?
Hinamatsuri.
Right. Okay. So that's also called Girls' Day. Do you know when it is? Do you know the date for that festival?
March 3rd.
That's right. So it is the third day of the third month, which is January, February, March. So it's March 3rd. And here's a question for everybody. What do people do on March 3rd in Japan? What do they do? Yes, Olivia?
Buy some dolls.
Right. Great. And what else do they do? Anybody else? Thank you, Olivia. Anybody else? What else do we do on Girls' Day in Japan, March 3rd? Anybody else? Where's my man, Jerry? Where's Sherman today? Always have good answers, those boys. Okay, well, let's have a look at the slide. Let's see what we can remember about it. Okay, so here it is. Hinamatsu. I don't even know how to say it. How do I say this? Let's celebrate Hinamatsuri. Can you help me to say that?
Let's celebrate Hinamatsuri.
Hinamatsuri. Oh, very good. You can all speak Japanese. Okay, so let's have a look. What do you need for the celebration? Let's repeat the words first. A volcano.
Volcano.
Japanese dolls.
Japanese dolls.
Balloons.
Balloons.
Colorful crackers.
Yes.
Well done. A boat.
About
three color rice cake.
Three color rice cake.
Okay, do we need a volcano? Yes or no?
No.
No. Sorry, volcano, we don't need you. So our sentence is
we don't need a volcano.
One more time.
We don't need a volcano.
That's right. Nobody needs a volcano. Okay. Do we need Japanese dolls?
Yes, we need.
Okay. So you can say we need Japanese dolls.
We need.
Good. Do we need balloons? Yes or no? No. Okay. So we don't. We don't need balloons. How about colorful crackers? Do we need colorful crackers?
We need.
Okay, so
We need crackers.
Excellent. Well, how about a boat? Do we need a boat? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes to the boat.
Oh no, paper boat. Yeah, need paper boat. That's not a real boat. Yeah.
Ah, we need a paper boat.
Yeah, but we don't need a real boat.
Right. Okay. So a paper boat is still a boat, right? So I tell you what. Let's change it here and let's put in here a paper boat. And then we can keep it. Okay, so it is a paper boat. Do we need a paper boat?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
We need a paper boat.
Okay, so we need a paper boat. Go.
We eat a cake.
Okay, this rice cake looks good. Do we need three-color rice cake?
Yes.
Okay, so we need three-color. Go.
We need three-color rice cake.
Excellent. We need three-color rice cake. Well done, everybody. Okay, look at the children. Oh, they're so cute. What are the children celebrating? Everybody, repeat the question for me. What are the children celebrating?
What are the children celebrating?
Okay, so the answer would be they, let me write it for you. They are celebrating. Who can help me here? Who can help me to finish the sentence? They are celebrating. Hands up. Who can help me? Is anybody with two hands up to help? I can't hear. Who is at the back there?
Gary?
They are celebrating 7, 5, 3 children's day.
7, 5, 3 children's day.
I'm going to write children's day, okay? I couldn't quite make that out. They're celebrating children's day. Is that okay?
That's 7, 5, 3 children's day. Shichi Gosan.
They are celebrating Children's Day. That will do for me. I hope that's okay for you. Good. So altogether, they are celebrating.
They are celebrating Children's Day.
Children's Day. They are celebrating Children's Day. Very good. Okay. Right. Let's have a party, it says. Okay, who likes colors? Who likes colors? Everybody likes colors, raise your hands. We all like colors, right? Who loves rainbows? Do you like rainbows? Raise your hand if you like rainbows. Do you like colorful candy? Do you like colorful candy? Of course. What is your favorite color?
Color.
Who's that at the back? Is that Jerry? Or is it Sherman in the corner?
Sherman in the corner.
What's your...
Yellow? Okay,
yeah. Yellow is beautiful. Yep. How about Jerry? Jerry, what's your favorite color?
My favorite color is red.
Red.
Jerry's got such a good voice. Olivia, what's your favorite color?
My favorite color is blue.
Blue, good choice, good choice. And the girl in the front with the glasses?
My favorite color is
purple.
Purple, excellent. And the boy in the front?
Green.
Green,
excellent. And the last one, right at the back, girl in the yellow t-shirt.
Purple too, okay.
Another purple, so that's great. So we like all of the colors, so that's brilliant. Okay, the last hand up at the back, last one, just say the color quickly.
My favorite color is green.
Green, okay, great.
Okay.
And you are all very good. You all made a very good sentence. Yes, speaking in sentences when you answer. That's very good. You're good students. So we love all the colors, right?
Yes.
Right. We love them all. So a party with colors would be fun. What is the name for the Festival of Colors in India?
Holi,
right. And they celebrate love and happiness. But very importantly, they celebrate the end of what? Who knows? They celebrate the end of... Anybody know? It's a time when it's a little bit cold. When is it cold? Is it cold in summer?
No.
No. When is it cold?
When is it cold?
Is it cold in spring? No. Is it cold in winter?
Yes.
Yes. So in Holi, they celebrate the end of winter and the beginning of spring.
Spring.
That's spring. Right. They celebrate the beginning of spring when we can see all the flowers and all the colors and everything is happy. So let's have a look at the slide. Let's see what they're doing. Okay, we skipped that one. Let's go to Holi. What do we need for the celebration of Holi? Let's have a look. A cow. Do we need a cow?
No.
No. Okay, but the cow is very important in India, though. Cow. We don't need a cow. Okay. Sorry, cow. Altogether, we don't need a cow. Sorry, cow. Sorry. Okay. How about water guns? Say water guns.
Water.
Okay. Do we need water guns?
Yeah.
Great. I love water guns. Good. We need water guns. We need water guns. Oh, look. This is called... Masala chai. Masala chai. One more time.
Masala.
Oh, very good. Big voices. Well done. Do we need masala chai? No. Okay, but oh, it's very popular in India. When we take a break, maybe we can drink some. We don't need masala chai.
We don't need.
Good. How about a bonfire? Do we need a bonfire?
Bonfire?
Yes.
Okay, we need a bonfire.
A bonfire.
We need a bonfire. Okay, but be careful with the fire, okay, please. Well, how about these? What are these called? French fries. Do you like French fries?
Yeah.
Don't eat too many, okay? They are not healthy. Okay, French fries. Do we need French fries? Good. Goodbye, French fries. We don't need French fries.
We don't need French fries.
Excellent. And the last one, which is the most important, I think, is colorful powders. All together, say colorful powders.
Powders.
Colorful powders. Now, Holi is the festival of color and spring and life. So we need colorful powders. All together, we need. One more time, say powders.
Powders.
Much better. Colorful powders. Very good. Okay, let's have a look at the next slide. Okay, here we have some colorful foods. Okay. What color? What colors are these foods? Hands up, please. What colors are these foods? What colors can you see? Here, at the back in the corner, girl in the yellow t-shirt.
Yellow, red, white.
Yellow, red, white. Okay, three colors from you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yellow, yep. Here's a yellow. Here's a red. This one's a little bit white. Okay, any other colors you can see? Boy standing up. Is that Jerry?
It's Sherman.
What? It's Sherman, is it? White t-shirt, Sherman there.
Brown. Brown?
Yeah, there's some brown things here. Looks like star anise. Okay, thank you, Sherman. What else can we see? What other colors? We had red, yellow, white, brown.
Orange.
Yeah, this one's orange. This one's orange. This one's orange. There are lots of reds and oranges here. Red and orange and yellow. Do you know what food we can make with these things? What food can we make with all of these? These are called spices, right? These are for making curry.
Curry.
Yeah, they're for making curry, the national dish of India. Curry. I guess everybody likes to eat curry sometimes. Okay, so these are colorful, but the festival of Holi is more colorful than this. Here is a picture of the festival for you. Look at that. Look at all those colors. It's like everything is a rainbow. Who wants to go here? Who wants to go to this place and throw the powders in the air? Who wants to go? Hands up if you want to go.
Boys in the front.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Boys in the front, come on, let's go, let's go. Right, so, question. Little quiz, color codes. Do you know the color codes for the food? List the foods you know according to the given colors. Everybody say color codes.
Color codes.
Color codes. Okay, so the first one is Finnish. It says red apples. Red apples. Okay. The second one says purple. Purple fish? No. Yeah, purple bread? I don't know. Oh, girl in the front with the dress and the glasses. Yeah, in the front. Hi.
Grapes.
Purple grapes. I knew that was coming. Thank you. Purple grapes. Okay, so the first one is easy. How about yellow? Yellow. Boy in the front. Yep.
Yellow banana.
Banana. I knew that was coming too. Yellow bananas. Thank you very much. Yellow bananas. Okay, so green. Green, green, green. Olivia?
Hair.
Hair. That's a difficult one. So it sounds like air. Pear, not like ear, okay? It looks like ear, but it sounds like hair. Hair. Hair, very good, a green hair. Okay, but that's very good. You are super smart, but what about one more food that is red? We have apples. What is number two? Another food that is red. Hands up, please. Who can tell me one more food that is red?
One more food about red.
Yeah, Olivia?
Strawberries.
Oh, I love strawberries. Excellent, thank you. Strawberries. What about one more food that is purple? Not so easy. What food is purple? Grapes and... Any ideas? What else? Purple. Eggplant. Eggplant is purple.
Eggplant.
I don't know if you know that one, but that is very purple. And maybe Tarot? Is tarot purple? Okay, how about yellow? What is another yellow food? Okay, somebody shouted lemon. Okay, that will do. Lemon. Lemons are yellow. Okay, what is another green food? What food is green? Pear and... Yeah, boy in the front.
Watermelon.
Watermelon.
Coconut.
Coconut. Okay. Watermelon is green on the outside, red on the inside. That's a good answer. Yes. Good answer. Okay. Right. Thank you, everybody. It was nice to see you again. I am going to say goodbye. So have a nice weekend. Okay. Enjoy your weekend. Be good. Be happy. Okay. It was nice to meet you. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye. Thank you, teacher.
Thank you. Thank you.
How? 那大家的课到这里也告一段落了，所以我们两周八天的课就上完了，八个节日。但是呢，这本书你可以一直留着回家看，然后也可以跟你的朋友们分享。你学到的看到过的那些有趣的节日，那以后在生活中看到了或者在电视里看到，你偶尔就会想起来了， OK 吗？好， OK， 好，这个八天跟你们相处非常的愉快，谢谢大家，给大家比心，拜拜。Alva， 我挂了哈，拜拜， See you next time。
See you， 拜拜， Thank you Paige。
拜拜
拜拜。